Sunday, April 14th, 2024. You are listening to X-Ray FM in Portland, Oregon, and on the internet. This is Mike McGonigal. I'm your host of Buked and Scorned, and coming to you every week with amazing gospel music that you won't hear anywhere else. We just heard Arizona Drains from a recording made almost 100 years ago of real ferocity. And you know, when people talk about Sister Rosetta Tharpe and others, but mostly lately they talk about Rosetta because they just learned about her, they mention that, you know, she's the godmother of rock and roll, which is fine to see things that way, but also she's a terrific gospel artist, and gospel itself is that. And we can go back decades earlier, as we do here on Buked and Scorned often. I like to put shows together that are all over the place. Today I have a wonderful show because it is the pledge drive time. We're going to hear the only spiritual song by the amazing songster and blues musician Henry Thomas next, Jonah in the Wilderness. I just want to not do anything else myself when that is playing. That's how great it is. Buked and Scorned is funded by you, and it only is happening here because of you. So thank you. We really need your support. And so I'm going to read a little bit here. The wonderful people have prepared scripts for us that are good. So I'm just going to read one of those. I'll come in later and read a couple more throughout. But mostly I'm going to stick to the music because I trust that if you are listening and you are a fan, you know that giving just a bit of money each month is really helpful. This is their pitch script called "The Robot Said Just Trust Me," and it's pretty good. How would you feel if you found out I wasn't human? Would you trust what I had to say? Would you still want to listen to the programming I'm making? Don't worry, I and everyone else at X-Ray are in fact living, breathing human beings. I'm right here at my house talking to you the day before today. And some of you are listening probably thinking, well, of course you're human, what else would you be? Well, nowadays that's not a given. AI has been a hot topic everywhere. Radio is no different. In fact, radio is something that feels primed to almost entirely be run by AI in many cases. You can see some of that right here in Portland. According to Live 96.5, they've, quote, made history with the world's first AI. Excuse me. Robots don't burp. The world's first AI DJ is here in Portland. A cloned version of one of their DJs, mimicking the DJ's voice and mannerisms, because it's been trained on her to make it feel like you're really listening to the live human DJ. The station says that that DJ, Ashley, she's at no risk for losing her job and will be paid the same amount. But did we not just spend months going through a strike over movie studios' unwillingness to commit to that very principle for their writers and performers? If you didn't know already, many full-time radio DJs and broadcast journalists are SAG members, and they still don't have a contract with Hollywood studios. Those execs won't commit to not using their likenesses and performances to make new content. Why? Because they could save so much money by not paying people. Why am I telling you about this? Because X-Ray is never going to be that. It goes against everything we stand for. In fact, radio AI companies have tried to sell us on their products already. We told them just that and got a response from an AI trying to set up a call. We like humans, you know, most of them. That's my interjection. We want to see more of them. We want to connect you with people you should know about, music you should hear, causes that aren't getting pushed by the same social media algorithm that made the words fake news a punchline. When you support this work, you're supporting the humans behind it. That's over 150 people making X-Ray happen every week. You're helping thousands of other humans connect and discover new things. You're giving real live people a voice in their community. Become a member today at just $15 a month to support this community. And no, you'll be supporting not just the folks that are here now, but the many, many more who've yet to discover this space. You can go to xray.fm/donate or call 503-233-X-Ray. That's 503-233-9729 to join today. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Henry Thomas. We're going to hear more music and have a little bit more pitching later, and I'll talk about what we heard. Thanks for listening.
Hey, John. Hallelujah. Hey, John. Preaching in that wilderness. Preaching in that wilderness. Preaching in that wilderness. Go down yonder, said the bottom of the ship. Seeking your find the dirty fruit out of Tristan. On to the bar, seeking to find the 30 crew that Tristan. Show to come back to show to save the Lord. Put down find the 30 crew that Tristan. Hold on to the hilltop floor. Seeking to find the 30 crew that Tristan. Show to come back and show to save the Lord. Put down find the 30 crew that Tristan.
Get to heaven, I wish. old one. It is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I am his and I know he is mine. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the root and offspring of David. He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright and a morning star. He was seen in the forest wonder. He was there to take three Hebrews. These were Shadrach, Abednego, and Meshach. So the fire could not do them any harm. He is the Lion of a tribe of Judah. He is the root and the offspring of David. He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright and a morning star. He is the fairest of 10,000. He won to get those lovely. He is the sweetest rose in Sharon. He is the bright and a morning star. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the root and the offspring of David. He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright and morning star. Return unto thy God, O Israel, who healeth all of thy sins, and forgiveth thy transgressions, and remembers them no more. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the root and offspring of David. He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright and a morning star. He is the fairest of 10,000. He is altogether lovely. He is the sweetest rose in Sharon. He is the bright and a morning star.
I never will be no more. I must be blind, I cannot see. I never will see no more. He cast his eyes up in the sky, never will see no more. He cast his eyes up in the sky, he never will see no more. Never will see no more. His eyes is green, days off the white. I never will see no more. Beautiful light of God. And I must be blind, I cannot see. Never will see no more. I never will see no more in this world. I never will see no more.
When I was a sinner, know my pleasures well. But now I come to find out, I know my way to hell. Cause heaven is my view, my journey I pursue. But Lord, I never will turn back. Cause heaven is my view. And when I was a monarch, I moved through sorrow and tears. I promised my Lord I wouldn't turn back if I moaned a thousand years. But Lord, I love, I will turn back if I moaned a thousand years. But Lord, I promise I'll not turn back because heaven is my view. My mother and father left me in this wide world alone. I have no hope for tomorrow. I'm striving to make my home. Heaven is my view, my journey I pursue. But never will turn back, because heaven is my view. When I was a monarch, I moaned through sorrow and tears. I promised my Lord I would not turn back if I moaned a thousand years. I'm over Monday Hall, my journey I pursue. Cause Lord, I never will turn back, cause heaven is my view.
John the Baptist, who was that dirty man that some call wise, preached by the river all the while, a man with the volume of a moose, born in his sins to get loose from the devil, John the Baptist. He could have been a general or some nation king. He spoke with great authority and his truth in heart did sing. He dressed himself in camel skin, on locust did he exist, and he proudly wore the name John the Baptist. Born of a woman much too old, a dad that lost his future, doubts were told. Born in all Israel to repent, a forerunner for Messiah, he was sent to preach the kingdom, John the Baptist. He could have been a general or some nation king. He spoke with great authority, did sing. He dressed himself in camel skin, on locust did he exist, and he proudly wore the name John the Baptist. Spoke to a ruler very bold, words about his wife that knocked her cold. He was never satisfied until the voice of that preaching man was stilled by beheading John the Baptist. He could have been a general or some nation king. He spoke with great authority and his truth and heart did sing. He dressed himself in camel skin, on locust did he exist, and he proudly wore the name John the Baptist.
to pray. You had better try to pray.
Welcome back to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour here on X-Ray FM in Portland, Oregon. Today is a special pledge drive, and just playing some of my favorite, best music, sharing it with you today. Not my music, of course. Not mine at all. We just heard Reverend Gary Davis from the From Blues to Gospel record, You Better Get Right. Before that, the always wonderful E.C. and Orna Ball, who I play fairly regularly, from the Carolinas. They were recorded by Lomax during his Southern Journey trip, in the first recorded by him in 1959. And then they had a pretty big career locally performing on the radio, and some of that material was later released, and they also had records on Rounder and County. Just amazing music, and it's the kind of thing that you don't hear very much. I also, speaking of Lomax, I've played a lot of Lomax recordings that have never been played on the air before, which I love being able to do. Before that, we heard Heaven Is My View, Bo Weevil Jackson, a.k.a. Sam Butler, late 1920s recording. Before that, keeping it in the 20s and 30s, we heard Blind Roger Hayes, I Must Be Blind, I Cannot See. Before that, Reverend F.W. McGee with Lion of the Tribe of Judah. And we started off the set with the great Henry Thomas and his song Jonah in the Wilderness. I'm going to read another one of their scripts that X-Ray has provided us. It's just a good way to help you be motivated to donate. The world's always been difficult for nonprofits, community organizing, constantly fighting to be seen and heard. X-Ray has been able to highlight and support local organizations by giving away our airtime and platform to organizations, causes, and groups that need it. So change isn't stopped because no one heard about it. We're values-driven in how we approach our airtime, and we recognize the value in platforming the little guy to a listening community that cares. That's the power of community media. We're not beholden to what's profitable, and we exist to serve our audience, not to sell ads or enrich corporations. In the last year alone, we've donated more PSA spots than any year before, by a lot, with over 175 nonprofits and community efforts brought to the airwaves in 2023. We're proud to have always run these everywhere, including in prime time, as many times as we could for 7 years running. Most stations have increasingly relegated their minimal FCC-mandated PSA time to their lowest listening times. You know, because the large audiences are only for paying advertisers. So we've carved out space in prime time, commute hours. Popular shows and more. Last year, we played a PSA every single hour during the months of November and December. 12 full hours of airtime. Just it's great to be able to support these groups making a difference in our local community every day. When you hear a PSA from a local nonprofit, it can make a difference for that organization. And maybe you never heard of them, so you go check them out, volunteer, contribute, connect someone with their services. Maybe you're already in the know and are reminded to reconnect. That's helping them reach more people. And that's what media should be for. And we're so proud to be able to increase the impact in our community. Your support of X-Ray helps us lift up this collective community to be a true community hub for a better Portland. Become an X-Ray member today, xray.fm/donate, or by calling 503-233-XRAY, that's 9729, that's xray.fm/donate, or 503-233-9729. If you're already a member, check out this cool limited edition scarf while it lasts. And if you can, it's really recommended that you give $15 a month. It's really a huge help. Thanks so much for tuning in to Buked and Scorned here for this special show. Right now, we're going to hear Big Daddy Grace from 1955 with Jericho March. Thank you.
I'm going to sing a song, and the subject of this song is Hide Me in the Blood of Jesus.
Come from the Lord, come breeze of Jesus. Hide me in the blood of Jesus. Come for the Lord will take you. Yes, hide me in the blood. Judgment day, hide me in the blood. Oh, hide me in the blood. There's some degrading. Oh, hide me in the blood. To the danger.
Well, you got to pray, my brother, when the spirit. You got to sing and shout, or the devil will get you. Got to clap that hand and shout hallelujah. If you want to get the joy like the angel do, you got to pray and pray and pray and pray for.
And Gabriel gonna sound that trumpet one day.
Oh, pray when you feeling low, when you in low. Don't forget to pray.
Thank you. Some of us may not realize it, but Father, you've been good. You've been good to us. Yes, you have. Whenever we pray, Father, you've been good, you've been good, you've been good to us, Father. A way out of no way. A lot of us may not realize it, but Father, you made a way. A way out of no way. A way out of no way. Hear our prayer, please, Lord, whenever we pray. Father, you've been good. You've been good. You've been good to us. I just want to say thank you, Lord. I just want to say thank you, Lord. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. You brought us over dangers that we didn't even see. You've been good to us, Father. You've been good to us, Father. A lot of us don't realize it, but the Lord's been good to us. You watched over us while we slumber in our sleep. Ah, you've been good to us. You've been good to us, Father. Father. Ah, you've been good. You've been good to us. You've been good to us. You've been good to us. Thank you.
a place dear to me, where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with Mother we went, and our Sundays we spent with our friends at the old country church. Precious years of memories, oh what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me,
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be, with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in that old country church. And the Savior above in His wonderful love saved my soul at the old country church.
Precious years
of memories, oh what joy,
oh what joy
they bring to me,
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. How I wish that today all the people would pray as we prayed in that old country church. If they'd only confess, Jesus surely would bless as He did in the old country church.
Precious years
of memory,
oh what joy,
they bring to me,
how I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. May I rest with my friends in that grave in the end, in the grave near the old country church. Precious years of memory,
sweet memory,
oh what joy,
oh what joy
they bring to me,
they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be
with my friend at the old country church.
Sunday, April 14th, 2024, here on X-Ray FM, you are listening to Buchten Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. The hour is almost up. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. Please give money to X-Ray FM. Go online to xray.fm/donate right now. $15 a month gets you cool stuff, really cool swag, and it really helps the station out. I have been a DJ since the station started. I took a little bit of a break after moving from Portland to the Detroit area. And I don't want to say Detroit because I live in Hazel Park, which is like half a mile from actually Detroit. And those things matter. And actually that trailer park that Eminem lived in is a stone's throw from me. If I had a good bottle rocket, I could probably hit where it used to be. because 8 Mile is the road that is very near me, which is, of course, the boundary for Detroit. Anyway, I say, of course, like, I don't know how of course it is. We just heard Hank Sr. We heard some amazing gospel music. We heard music that you're not going to hear elsewhere. Please donate to xray.fm/donate. Hank Sr. doing Old Country Church. Before that, a record that I was able to include on a compilation or two, Stop Living on Me by Reverend R. Henderson. Found some other records by him, and all I know is that he's probably recording in the early 1970s somewhere in Texas. Before that, from a reissue of a cassette tape, we heard Heavenly Father, You've Been Good by Johnny Frierson. Before that, great classic Golden Age gospel by the Highway QCs, track recorded for VJ called Pray. Before that, Blind Benny Paris and Wife, Hide Me in the Blood of Jesus. And we started off with some Shout Trombone Gospel from Daddy Grace, Jericho March from 1955. Now we're going to hear most of a track by Johnny Frierson called Miracles. I have to fade it out early so that we can get on to the next amazing show here on X-Ray FM. Love doing this show. So grateful that I get to do it. Really grateful for everybody who listens. If you listen, if you're listening now, please donate. Go to xray.fm/donate and become a member. If you're already a member, check out the cool swag. 503-233-9729, xray.fm/donate, or 503-233-9729. Thanks again for listening. Hope you have a wonderful week. Don't forget to support X-Ray FM.
If you believe and if you try, you can do anything. You can do miracles, things that seem impossible. You can do miracles, miracles. You can do them. Have faith. You are human, only human. And human beings, they do miracle, miracle. You can do them. Have faith, have faith. You can do them. Miracles, things that seem impossible. Custom built cars. He had no help. He was by himself. He had no money, no money to get started. But he did a miracle, a miracle. He had faith. You might know him.